You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Land ho, big wigs. We survived the cruise. We are back on land in studio with my girl, Anna.
Hi, what's up? We are back. I was telling her, I was like, my energy just hit from, I was like at 100 to 0 when I just downed a roasted vegetable soup from Pret-a-Manger.
Nothing says, let's get the energy up like a nice warm soup.
Well,
you know,
ice cream. And here's the thing. Here's how you know you're getting too old.
Here's the thing.
I wanted an ice cream because I was in Union Square. They've got Chloe's, which I guess is not around anymore because I walk by and it's being turned into a fucking pizza place.
The turnover rate in New York is astounds me every day.
No,
really.
It's sad. It was like my spot because they do like vegan soft serve, you know?
Yes.
I knew exactly what I wanted. I was like, even like my walk there, I waited to go on 17th Street because that's like the first street I ever like worked on in New York City. And so it's on my block, you know, and now the block is gone, you know?
It's a sad sight to see.
Yeah. And Chopped was there, but I already spent $61 in fucking Italy. So
it'll happen. Hey,
I'm just walking around town, fucking bag lady holding a bunch of food.
I mean, yes. Yes. Yeah. Maybe that's because we're trying to acclimate ourselves back to land after being on the cruise
I
for
guess
5 days.
It's hard to come back from a vacation.
It really is.
Even though it was a work vacation, it was a vacation.
It still felt, well, no, this is one of those vacations where you need a vacation from the vacation.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You definitely do.
The absolutely not cruise. It was, we need to do a full recap. This is our recap episode. We're back.
I'm afraid to admit to people. I've had a lot of friends, family, you know, they're like, how was the cruise? And I'm afraid to admit that I am 100% a cruise person.
It's got to be a type of cruise though. A specific type of cruise.
It does.
But like, I don't think you'd be down for the Carnival, like the booty pop in Carnival cruises, you know?
I did a Carnival cruise. Well, Carnival was the, like, we did Norwegian, but Carnival was the company that did the New Kids. I've now done two different brands of, but they're private cruises.
Yeah.
I'm a cruise person now.
You're a cruise person? I have to admit.
Sign me up.
I was in the middle line of being cruise not versus not being cruise because I've been on a couple, but that was years ago when I was just a kid. So, of course, everything was so cool to me.
Very different as an adult.
Very different experience. I got to say, I'm a cruise person as well.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 100, I'm like a 96.
Damn.
What are you?
What?
Okay. I mean, I thought this was a scale of 1 to 10. And she's like, I'm at 100.
Like, I, you know.
She loves a cruise.
Here's the thing. Like, I've done 2 now. Haven't gotten hepatitis.
You're right.
That's a success to me.
Didn't get food poisoning from the ham salad.
Oh, God. You ate it?
No. You did not eat it.
Oh, no. But I ate the prosciutto and that was the worst prosciutto I've ever tasted. But I don't blame them because we're in the middle of the ocean. And that's my fault for even saying, let's eat prosciutto on the boat.
Here's the thing that you got to explain to people before they go on a cruise.
Yeah.
The food, it will be there. It will always be available to you.
Yeah.
It will suck. If you're smart, you feed off of Pringles for the week. You know what I mean? You get a couple nights of a good dinner and you go pay for the dinners. But the food that's free is pretty shitty.
You got to be selective with it. Yeah. But you can build a nice little salad bowl. They had some nice French fries.
You know, mid.
Hamburger puff.
When you're starving. Yeah, sure. That fucking burnt ass dry burger out the spot, you know?
You just dump it in a bunch of the sauces they have available.
I doused it in ketchup. I was like, you couldn't even find the burger and the amount of ketchup I put on my plate. But I will say, you know, you get in shape because the boat is confusing. So you're constantly walking. You get 4,000 steps in. You're not eating. You're eating like snacks, you know, like you're living off alcohol.
You're living off a Savvy Bee diet for this cruise was a Heather McMahon. Absolutely not. So they ran out of white wine. So people was sipping on the wine.
They ran out of white wine.
Yeah.
That is honestly like a feat. That is like an accomplishment for this crowd.
If you tried to order on the third day, all of the kind servers were like, no more. There's no more. We
the
have
performers had
to
some. They saved some for the talent.
They did.
They were like, these people are working hard. Let's give them a little white wine. But it was so, I feel like you definitely like get in shape even though all you're doing is eating and drinking.
Because you're walking. Even on the last day of the cruise, we still had no idea what was starboard, what was front to back.
Every day. We had no idea.
We had no idea. And they have plaques everywhere so you can help find it. So let's start from square one. We enter the Norwegian gem.
We got, yeah. Well, I went to Miami. We had a nice night in Miami.
We did. Oh, you want to start before the boat?
Kind of.
Let's do it.
Shout out to Pastis Miami. I had an amazing meal there. I want to say they took care of me. My friend Mark took care of me. Great meal. You met me for a cocktail.
Yes.
We had some drinks. We were like, all right, let's get in the mode.
We didn't know what to expect. So we're like, let's prepare ourselves mentally.
Andrea had no idea what time we even had to be at the boat. I'm like, we have time tomorrow. We had a morning in
Miami.
Could
have sworn we had to board at 8 a.m.
She didn't read a single email. Thank God you have me, your grandmother, to take care of.
Swear to God, Anna, you were my favorite godmother. No, seriously. Like, I did feel that Anna was my girl, my information, my emotional support. I was like, are we okay? I'd wake up in the morning. Is everybody okay? No, but. Yeah, I didn't read the information because we read it a month prior. So yeah. I forgot all the information. So I was visiting my brother and my sister-in-law in Miami. They're asking me all these questions like, so what's the boat that you're going on? I said, I think it's the Caribbean or was it the Royal? Yeah, they go, you don't know anything. I go, I really don't.
You got to call them and be like, it was the Norwegian gem. A gem I'll never forget. You know?
Yeah. It really was a good experience. So we had a great night in Miami prior.
We had a whole morning in Miami. Went to Target. Don't go to Target before you're boarding a boat because you do worry, like, will this be my last day ever on land? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I shopped as if, like,
there was nothing
we
left
need to stock up. We're going to be on lockdown on this boat. Like, mm-hmm. I bought so much random shit.
You encouraged me to get snacks. You're like, you're going to want this at 3 a.m. when you get back to your room. I go, you're so right.
Yeah, there's no, like, convenience store on the boat where you're like, I'm drunk. I need Doritos. They'll be like, yeah, room service starts at 9 a.m. Like, good luck.
There's also, is there room service? I just saw people's plates on the floor. So you could order room service.
Yeah.
Wow.
I will say, do you still feel the boat rocking? Because I do.
It was slowly felt like that, but I never fully. No, that's not true.
I feel it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
My body, my equilibrium is like so off after those. Yeah.
I kept on saying that. It's like when you return from Europe and you're like, oh, I need an espresso. No, our language is, I don't feel equilibrium in my body right now. I've said that to everybody. They go, shut up.
I'm like, no, but I still feel it. I'm like, it happens for days. My dad sails and he's like, yeah, it takes a couple days to like stop.
To stop feeling that you're rocking. Still rocking back and forth.
Yeah. Not in a sick way or anything. I just like feel it. I'm like, I'm off.
And you used Anna used the patches where you put them behind your ear. I saw everybody wearing those patches.
Yeah.
So
I'm not
helps
taking any chances. I don't want to get any motion sickness because sometimes you don't even realize it. You know what I mean? And you'll be like, oh God, like, and if I'm tired and I'm like doing stuff, you're working, like, I don't even want to think about it, you know?
Just put the patches on and you'll be fine.
Yeah. It's really big of me to wear one of those patches because I have a phobia of Band-Aids. I've never really worn a Band-Aid in my life.
What are these phobias of yours?
Just two. I just have two my whole life. Band-Aids and throw up. And that's bad for a cruise. I'll say that.
It is bad.
That is bad combo.
Yeah.
So the patch, like, I was like, it's not a Band-Aid. It's not a Band-Aid. Like, I just had to, like, thank God I don't see it. You know,
you're
right.
It's out of sight, out of mind. What about a Band-Aid? It just looks like skin and
hated
it. Freaks you out.
Always hated it. Like, whenever I have to get a shot at the doctor, I'm like, no, I'll just hold the gauze here for a minute and then bleed out. Like, I can't. I'm okay with, like, the gauze and a little tape if it's, like, really bad. But I'm like, other than that, no. I don't know. I never liked them.
Oh, you know what it is? The little pores on it. The little holes.
All of it's disgusting.
The whole thing.
It's so gross to me. I get, like, ick, like, feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
So, morning of, we took a trip to Target, went to Pura Vida, Miami. We got ourselves some nice fresh juices.
Got great stuff. Yeah, I spent like $67 on a breakfast. And then I was full for like 2 days. I ate as if I knew it was going to be my last meal for a while.
Yeah.
Like I knew, you know,
because
I'm a cruise person. I know how it works.
You know what to expect.
She's going
to
starve for the first 2 days, find the one good food on the boat, mm-hmm. go back there. And then I'm like saved, you know?
Right.
Which of we course. Did.
Yeah. Did you feel like getting on the boat was an experience in itself?
A little bit.
You have to go through customs, but we were fast-tracked, obviously, because we were part of the entertainment. So, like, they took us into a separate line. But getting onto the boat, you had to go up, like, escalators and a little passageway. And
yeah,
we chose to take our own bags. So, you would have thought we were lugging it up Santorini Hills. Like, we were like, oh, my God.
It was a lot. Yeah. But there was no way I was leaving my bag on a pile of other suitcases. Like, I was like, that's going to get lost. Like, I'm not going to have it. I need, like, my stuff, you know?
It was so impressive how they take everybody's bags and they drop it off at everybody's door.
Yeah.
Their cabins. It's amazing.
It was a hoot getting on the boat. It was like...
It was a hoot.
It was funny. It was like seeing all these women who were dressed for the theme already because they were going to be without their bag. So they're already in like costume for the night.
they were already, and Anna and I go, oh my God, were we supposed to be dressed for this? No, we had time. We took it to our rooms. But yeah, they were ready for the Masters. It was the Masters party. Tee off. Hussies in the hole party.
Honestly, if it was a sight to be seen. Like 1,200 white women in their full white golf and tennis outfits. Yeah. Like it was, you know, drinking up that Sauvignon Blanc from the second they stepped foot on that ship. It was so funny.
Yeah. It was a scene out of, I kept on thinking of the movie Get Out with just all the white people. You're like,
yeah.
If you woke up in the middle of a dream and you just saw that view, it's just a bunch of white women with some sunburned titties shaking about on a boat.
They were great, honestly. Like the fans of Heather.
Jordan, yeah.
The fans of Heather, like Heather's fans are like awesome. Like they were all full on sorority sisters, amped for these shows, amped for the events, ready to fucking party from the moment they wake up in the morning. Like you didn't see anyone like slacking off.
Not a minute of slacking off. Yeah, really. Shout out to Heather McMahon, to the McManiacs.
McManiacs.
The McManiacs. You guys are incredible. You are down to clown. And they've been preparing for this cruise, they said, for a year. So the events that they had planned, Heather did such an amazing job and her team. Every day there was 10 events.
I mean, you had options.
You had so many options. And you
they had hair extensions on the boat, hair braiding, hair extensions. They had sip and paint
with Robin. With
Robin, her mom. They had wine and cheese pairing classes.
I was so angry. They filled up so quick. I couldn't get into one.
I'm sorry.
I know. I would have thrived.
They had bingo. They had limbo. They had multiple comedy shows a night. You could go from like show to show to show.
Yeah.
If you really were amped, or you could pick and choose. And, you know, people did multiple nights so you could catch the show on Monday and the show on Tuesday or whatever. It was just so...
It was overstimulating at first.
It was.
Because I get very overwhelmed. I have FOMO with everything. I want three of me to be at every single event.
Mm.
So by the second day, I was like, I'm missing things. I feel overwhelmed, overstimulated. But then you settle and then you just have the best time at any event that you're at.
I'm an introverted extrovert.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like you're extrovert. I think you want to be at these events.
I get energy from other people.
Like I could stay in all night.
Yeah. No, but you're so right. You needed a moment to kind of just recharge the batteries and then you're very extroverted.
Yeah. When I'm out, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But when I'm like, I need to go in, like, I don't want to be around anyone.
Yes. I think I do. There's a certain level of small talk but I reach my limit.
Yeah.
After a good 6 hours of small talk, meeting new people, I go, all right, I gotta throw the towel in.
Yeah. 6 hours. We didn't do that. We didn't do 6 hours. I wouldn't let her. I'd be like, goodbye.
I would still be talking to these girls. There were some women that were just wasted consecutively.
You're very nice to people. I'm nice to people, but I'm also like, I have a boundary.
Yeah, you go, cut the crap. We're leaving.
I gotta go.
I'm still like trying to touch their titties. I'm like, oh my God.
No, literally. Dre touched titties on the...
They were... Yeah, we'll get into it.
I can't
even start with those women. They were hilarious.
Anyway, it was so fun to meet. We had great comics on the boat.
Okay, yes.
Let's talk about these lineups. Adam Ray did Dr. Phil live a couple times. That was pretty bomb.
The whole Adam Ray team was there. And we loved all of them.
It's so fun that you can just like, I mean, like they tour everywhere, but like to be able to be like, oh, and this week we're on a boat.
That's so fun.
Like, that's so random.
It's goals, but he brings his full team with him and his Dr. Phil. It's so good.
So good. So much fun too. And it's so interactive. I've seen him do it, but I've never seen the show live. And it was fun to see how interactive it was with the audience, you know, and the games. And
his show for the first night started at midnight. So you already know that chaos ensued on stage. People were wasted.
People were fucked up. People were falling asleep in the audience. He's calling them out. This girl's on stage. She's like, my cousin's passed out, full on like snoring. Like, it was just, you know, but that's what you get on a cruise. Yeah. You know, you're not going to, these people aren't paying top dollar to come see you at prime time. They're fucking like, oh, I'm going to catch this show tonight. You know,
you pass by, it's called the Stardust Theater, and you see the lineup on the outside on the screen. So you're like, I only just pop in for this show.
Shout out.
So funny. We also had Becky Robinson.
Oh my God. Entitled Housewife forever and ever. I became a number one fan of Becky Robinson.
The girls.
I love her. You know, the fact that she has made an empire out of this character is so incredible. Like, I'm like, what? She's like, my fucking visor sales bought my house. I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah. That's when you know you've made it.
And when you're a comedian, like living in LA, like fucking hitting the mics or hitting the clubs, and you're just like, one day I wonder what it's going to be that really like takes me to the next level. Mm-hmm. And it's visors that like my grandma wore at the country club. Like,
it's original characters inspired by the people that you grew up with. You know what I mean? And she's able to just build that into such a strong character. Her entitled housewife character is, it's next level. She made a whole world around it.
It's so crazy. And she's our guest on the show, guys. She is our guest.
To be able to interview her, I went to her New York show a year ago and I cried because I thought it was just so amazing that she was able to use stand up and characters.
Yeah.
And do it on stage together as her full set. And it was just so inspiring to me. So we got to interview her as Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner, yeah.
I had so much fun.
We had to whip out the big heavy hitters. You know, we had to whip out the richest people we do, essentially, to be with entitled.
It was amazing. And Becky's ability to just have fun and go crazy and like sip on spritzes all day and then do a full hour set. It's pretty impressive.
So fun.
Yeah.
I just love seeing, because my one woman show, I do stand up and character and impressions. And I just love being able to, like, I'm like still figuring out the best way I like to do it. And I'm like, I still like that. Like, audiences are down for that. They like the mixed media.
I think it's so fun. Yeah.
It's great.
People are down. How did you feel? Because you got to perform. You opened for a lot of people, actually.
I got to do with Steph Tolev and Rosebud on the first night.
I love them both so much.
So fun.
They were incredible.
Yeah, Rosebud and I kind of opened for Steph, I guess you could say. She did like a full hour.
Right.
Steph's crazy. I love her so much. She wants to come on the show when she's promoting her special. So we're going to have her on at some point.
You guys, Steph is a maniac and she had me dying. I mean, the shit she talks about with her boyfriend, about her boyfriend, is so funny.
And Jefferson's 2 feet away from her. That's the best. They're so fucking, like, perfect for each other. Like, perfect. You meet them and you're like, where did you guys come from? Like wait, what seriously? Planet did you guys, like, come here together? Like,
yeah.
And they haven't been together that long. I love them. I was like, wait, you guys have only been together like a year? I'm like, yeah. I feel like they've been like
together for years.
Like, they've known each other since they're kids and they just like got each other's comedy right away.
They fit perfectly like a puzzle piece together. And seeing them, she's just a maniac. She's like screaming on stage. Just a never-ending stream of consciousness coming from her mouth. It's amazing.
And her mom was there and her mom's friends. I was like, the mom's on the boat.
The moms of it all.
The moms.
Heather's mom, Robin, was there just being hilarious.
I introduced myself to Robin. I don't know if you saw when I did that. Like when we were outside at some point, I think during Pitbull. And
the Pitbull tribute.
Get into the Pitbull tribute.
Yeah.
But I said, hi, Robin. I just want to say I'm Anna. I'm on one of the performers. And she looks at me up and down. I kid you not.
Stop.
And she goes, you're adorable. And I was like, honestly, like a blessing. I loved it. And I told Heather, I was like, your mom was so sweet. I said hi. And she said, she goes, she loves skinny people.
Oh, my God. Stop. And because she's always ganging up on Heather, being like, Heather, you know, you built like your father. You built like your dad. God. You're top heavy, Heather. You got great legs.
Robin's like a twig. She's so cute.
Robin is a twig. Her legs, if you put them together, then you get one full leg. She's a doll. Oh, my God. I love her. And I love their relationship.
I love
them. It's so good. Jeff was on the boat. Italian stallion. We love Jeff.
I never met Jeff before.
That was my first time.
He's so sweet. He's so fun.
Their whole crew. Tina is the showrunner, Heather's longtime bestie.
Like, I hope they're okay that, like, they let us all into the family. Like, I feel like we're all, like,
we just self-inducted us.
Tina, like, my girl, like, my sister, you know? Like, can't wait for dinner on Sunday with all of you.
Yeah.
I just feel like we've become a friend. Like, once you cruise with someone, it's like another level of a relationship.
You've seen things that you can't go back from, you know? Like, I know them on a deeper level.
Because every so often you stop in your tracks and you're like, we're on a boat in the sea. Like, where are we right now? Like,
what time is it?
Like, wearing fucking wigs in the middle of the ocean, like fucking weirdos.
Where are we?
I felt great about the shows because these crowds were just amped to be there and have a great time.
So fun.
You know what I mean?
So down to be silly.
I did bring Steve on the ship. That was a surprise. I wasn't going to do Steve for a show, but
I love that you did Steve.
A couple of women were like, oh my God, you're Miranda. And I was like, you know what? He would go on a boat looking for Miranda.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun for me. And Becky's so crazy. I was like, it was kind of like a balls to the walls. Like, who gives a shit anymore? You know?
That's how I think everybody felt. And Heather, literally the first thing she said to us when she came up to us on the first day, we were about to go on this big open deck in the main area. And she said, just do whatever you want to do and be crazy and have fun.
Yeah.
And I heard that and I said, yeah, we will.
Yeah. Like, don't worry about any of this.
Yeah.
These women are drunk.
Everybody's—they're
excited. You get up on stage and you're like, "What's up?" They're like, "Like they are just amped to be away from their kids." You know, like
no, truly. And some women did bring their husbands, which I thought was a next level relationship.
I think the men on the boat like got a lot. You know what I mean? Like they got a lot out of it. Like they,
I think,
fucked
so.
Or
yeah. The single men that came on the boat, definitely, I think everybody got at least some action.
The gays got action.
The gays had more action than we got.
I
mean, you know,
I just thought it was like. Yeah, because it was like a smaller pool, you know?
Yes, that's true. And they know each other. They were like eyeing each other on the boat. There were some cruise romances.
A lot of cruise romances.
That everybody was talking about on the boat. It was like this own little world and everybody was gossiping.
Mind you, it's not even 5 full days. But
it's not.
But people like fall in love. You know what happens on the boat? Like it just fucking happens.
You're bonded by this traumatic, beautiful experience.
You really are.
But you are on a boat and it's crazy.
I'm trying to think of the other events. Do you want to take a quick break and we'll talk about some more of our events?
I do. Because I wanted to shout out some special people that we met on the boat.
Okay. We'll take a quick break.
We'll be right back.
We are back and we have more cruise talk. I'm not done with the cruise. You know what I mean? I'm not finished.
We have to.
We also have to talk about the Last Supper. That dinner was pretty insane.
It was really insane. We could start with that.
Okay. So one night. So first, we finally found the steakhouse. That was really good.
Cagney's Steakhouse.
Cagney's. Shout out. Cagney's Steakhouse. You know, I always, when I leave the boat, I'm like, was it a good steakhouse or was I famished? And
or
that
was
the best bite of food I've ever had. You know what I mean?
Or was it just not buffet style food?
Exactly.
But I thought it was pretty delish.
I had a great filet. It was cooked perfect. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yummy drinks. I had a
great shrimp cocktail.
Ooh, fresh.
You know?
Big wig bites. You know, we love it.
That was a good one. Yeah.
And there was some people that just only went to the steakhouse and they're like, I was at Cagney's. We go, we know. you stayed at Cagney's.
It's like white tablecloth. You know, It was like the fancier one.
Right.
But it's still a good deal.
You really don't feel like you're on a boat. That's what always blows my mind about these cruise ships.
Yeah.
It's
like a village.
It's interior wood. You're nice. It really feels like you're in New York City on Fifth Ave.
It's weird.
You know, at Mastro's. It takes you out of the world.
So honestly, though, I'm like, yeah, cruise people go to Mastro's, I would say.
Definitely. Definitely. Mastro's. You can't go wrong with Mastro's.
Any chain steakhouse, that's what a cruise steakhouse is.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, okay. So then the next night we had this dinner where Becky did our show. We loved her. She's the coolest. We became friends. Sweetest. We're texting, you know, like whoever you meet on the boat is your new friend. Mm-hmm. And Becky, we were like, what are you doing for dinner? Because it was weird. Like, you know, dinners were like, I don't know, if you have shows, you're not going to necessarily go to dinner. But like, mm-hmm. if you don't have a show or you have a show later or whatever. And I think we all didn't have shows that night.
Yeah.
And so
one open night.
She was like, dinner, 8 p.m. steakhouse. And we were like, sick. All right, I go back.
Sure.
It wasn't the steakhouse. It was the Brazilian steakhouse.
Right next door.
Right next door. And someone was like, oh, it's like the same thing. I'll say this. It is absolutely not the same thing.
It wasn't.
Do not listen to them.
Yeah.
I'd say if Cagney's is a 10, Brazilian steakhouse was a 3.
I would rate it a 5.
Really?
I liked some of the meats.
You know, just the meat on the stick. Like, when was it made? You know, last Tuesday? Like,
It was questionable. I will say worst martinis we had on the boat was at the Brazilian steakhouse because they gave us truly dishwater.
No, you and our friend Nikki Parrish, shout out Nikki, ordered dirty martinis, the easiest drink on the planet to
Yeah.
me. Yeah. What did they give you?
Like I said, dish soap.
No, but you said it was like pineapple. You were like, it's sweet.
There was a hint of lychee, pineapple, and then it also tasted like a very strong vodka, not an olive in sight. It was very confusing. And
it Nikki looked like a shot you get at like a juice place, you know, with flecks in it, like
little specks of whatever. Yeah.
Cayenne or some shit.
Let me tell you, oh my God, the cayenne pepper was in there too. Okay. Nikki kept on ordering it as if the next one would be fixed.
Yeah. And so he had 4 martinis in front of him, like a lush. And you ordered 2.
Yeah.
Dry is too nice. I got to say, you're too kind. She's too nice to
people.
I would be like, send it the fuck back.
Then I just said, you know what? Just vodka, soda, whatever. And then he came back and he was nice. But the guy was so confused. He's like, no, you ordered a dirty martini and that's what that is. I said, that's not what that is. That is dirty dish soap water with cayenne pepper.
It was
weird. I don't know. But I said that all in my head, of course.
to him, I was like, oh, it's so nice. But anyone who ordered it was like, this is not a dirty martini.
What in the Lord's name is this?
Olive juice and vodka. That's yeah. it. Just shake it up.
Just shake it up. It's really simple. But it wasn't that. So this dinner was, there was a bunch of us at the table, but like eight of us. With Adam was there. Becky was there with her new cruise crush.
Her cruise crush, who's part of Adam's team. Adam's team, his wife, our friend Nikki. My friend Rachel was there with her boyfriend. It was like a great group, honestly. And this dinner went for 3 hours and everyone was fucked up.
Everybody was just handing out gummies, taking shots, wine.
But it was also one server. Poor guy. Like we were all like, you know, he had a lot of personalities to deal with, a lot of people to deal with. And then there's the people with the meat sticks. So a Brazilian steakhouse, they have like sausages like lined up to fucking, you know, Greenland. I don't know. And they,
it's insane.
And they ask you, they give you these like clamps. I didn't know this style of cuisine. I mean, I know Brazilian steakhouse,
right?
But I've never been to one where they're like, hold, clamp it.
They just look at you and they say, it's your turn now to do the work.
Yeah, you become the assistant. You clamp the meat and then they slice it on and then you grab the slice and you put it on your own plate.
It's self-serve, really. I mean, they do come to you, but you got to do the rest.
And we're all fucked up. Becky's doing like a photo shoot with her boyfriend, like full on the table, like tits out. And we're all like laughing and taking photos. It was wild. It was like, oh my God, they finally let the comedians have dinner. It's like their first night out, like ever.
I know.
We were feral. There was no one else in the restaurant.
We closed it down.
Yeah, by the time it was over. And then Dre and I had to go do karaoke. That was in our contract. We had to go show up at karaoke as characters. You almost bailed, and it ended up being one of the best moments of the boat.
You're so right. I only decided to bail because the list was already too long of people that were trying to enter, and they wanted us to sing You as Luann and Me as Teresa, and I thought, I can't think of a song right now to sing for Teresa. What, I got to sing Louie, 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 Louie. You know, the joke would have lasted 20 seconds.
They didn't even have any of the songs we would ever sing.
They didn't even have the songs. So I lost steam because I said, it's not going to be like I'm imagining it, and no one's going to really get it. They're going
to
be like,
you lost steam. And she goes, she takes her wig off and was like, we don't even need to be doing this. I don't need to be doing this right now. It's so packed here. No one cares. And I'm standing there in my Luann wig.
You're like, I'm not taking the wig off.
I go, I'm already in the wig. I'm going to do one song. You know, I was like, I had put in a song. They didn't have any Luann songs on the list, mind you.
That's why I was so proud of you for like continuing and staying strong. Because after I didn't see one song, I said, forget it.
2 minutes. Yeah. It was going to be a 2 minute song. I thought, you know what? Let's just do it. And then we'll take the wigs off and we'll have a nice time.
Yeah.
And Heather walks in as they bring us up to do Man, I Feel Like a Woman, which I feel like was the song of the weekend or the week. And Heather comes on stage and we're all just like fucking dancing. And I was like, I said something in the mic where I go, they don't have any of my songs on the list, you know, as if I'm pissed off, right?
Right.
They should have a Luann.
They would have Chic C'est La Vie.
But yeah. They didn't have Money Can't Buy You Class. Like, what kind of karaoke is this? Come on. Got it. And then Heather started going, Chic C'est La Vie. And the audience is
Simone.
Simone. And I'm like, during Man, I Feel Like a Woman, this is the mashup of the century, right?
No, seriously. It was the remix.
And she's saying it. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. And we're all dancing. And it was the best 2 minutes. The phones in our face. If you're listening to this podcast and you have any of that footage, DM it to us.
Please send.
We want to see it.
We have one video of footage of this event. Meanwhile, I'm Teresa. So I'm trying to stay in character, but I'm laughing and dying at the same time. So I'm just in the background like, I feel like a woman. And doing leg kicks. Because I didn't know how to handle this.
It was so funny.
Situation.
You were a good hype woman. It was like a good.
Yeah.
And I was up there.
Luann.
At Luann.
So funny.
Trying to sing off key the entire song. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, don't go on key. That's the whole challenge. You got to stick with it.
I'm like, the best thing about being a woman.
Like being deep.
Is everybody is a have a little fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Yeah.
Heather loved it.
It was great. It was a great moment. I've never seen karaoke so fucking lit.
That was lit.
Every single night that we went. Yeah, we went the second night again. And I mean, just a wild crowd. Some of you guys can really sing.
I mean,
like some of you guys really.
There was a girl who wailed on Celine Dion. Yeah. It's All Coming Back to Me Now. And that song goes for 9 minutes long.
And she did the full 9 minutes.
She went
for it.
I was like, whoa, you know, and then just when you think the song's ending,
comes back in,
but you were history.
It comes right back in. That was an epic night. And then, I don't know, I'm trying to think of what else happened on the boat. There were a lot of funny stories. We met a lot of funny people.
We got to, yeah, we should shout out, one, our triplet besties.
Triplet besties.
I mean,
three sisters. They're triplets. They got stuck at the security going into the boat because the guy was like, this is the same photo. And they're like, no, we're identical triplets.
Yeah, no, to be identical triplets, they showed up. They were the first people we met as we were entering into the boat. They had Heather, those cool Heather collage shirts
yeah.
that they designed. And
same shoes, same socks, like full on, like their mom okay. dressed them like head to toe, like okay. matching outfits.
And they all live in different parts of the country. So we want to shout out Naomi, Sarah, and Elizabeth. You guys are amazing. You were so kind. We love you so much.
They were so sweet. And yeah, we kept running into them. And so then you're like, oh, okay. we're friends now. Like, we love these people.
You can't miss them because they're all, they have beautiful red long hair.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. We love you.
Yeah, that was fun. And they also were like first at our show. Like, that's how you know you're a true one.
No, seriously. You guys really came out. You came through.
Yeah.
And then next we met another woman that came to our show and her husband, she just left him in the casino. And she said that every single night he won at least $1,000. She was like, he won $7,000, $8,000.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you cleaned out the casino, honey.
She was like, she was a flight attendant. And she was like,
yes,
my husband just won $7,000. I'm like, girl, take the week off. Like, what?
Seriously.
That's crazy.
See you later.
I didn't see the casino for like the first 3 days. Remember?
Yeah, I know.
I accidentally went in and I was like, oh, this is the casino.
this is here. I know. So funny.
And I had chips. I left them for housekeeping. Hopefully they can go gamble away for the rest of the week.
I asked you if you have cash for housekeeping. You're like, no, I'm leaving casino chips. I go, does that carry any weight?
I don't know.
Do we have cash?
It's better than cash nothing. Out?
Better than nothing.
I thought so.
No, that it was really good. And then quickly, Pitbull.
Oh my God. Heather, can I just say, as impressionists,
yeah,
the pit bull, Heather's pit bull is like
Dale.
Undeniably like good. Like it's scary good.
She's been doing it. I first saw it in the pandemic and I just loved it. I love when she did pit bull and she would wear a loose bald cap and some glasses and just be in her house in Georgia. And I thought it was the funniest thing. So she had a full on pit bull impersonation karaoke competition.
Yeah, it was like a may the best pit bull win.
Yeah.
Right? Like yeah. everyone. And they auditioned ahead of show. Time on the boat.
That was the craziest part. You had to send in an audition tape to even be entered to yeah. perform. And these
Tina
women
said they picked like the top five out. Pit yeah. bulls.
Some of them had backup
they
dancers.
They competed. And there were judges, Adam Ray, Becky, Heather. Who was it? One of the drag performers.
One of the drag performers.
Jan Sport, I think, was they were all judging.
Yeah.
And then these girls like came up with like backup dancers. They had like routines. They had choreography.
It was incredible. And Heather spent 2 hours putting on the full on prosthetic, like the bald cap, but she yeah. did it so well.
Adam's Dr. Phil prosthetic team.
Is that who did it?
Did Heather's pit bull.
Y'all, it was so good.
Because when you're on a boat, you share teams.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
You share teams. You know, they probably got paid to do that too. It was a great.
I'm sure.
It looked unreal. If you haven't been to Heather's Instagram, just go look at the pit bull or like on our Instagram. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And her moves. I was like, I didn't know she had these fucking moves in her.
She was dipping
She's
down.
She's fucking doing splits and like going. Like, I'm like,
Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
Like, I gotta say, I know Pitbull songs, but I yeah. was never like a huge Pitbull girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real. I listened to Cher.
Right. It kind of missed your.
It's just like genre. Not in the genre for me. You know, right. But I knew all the songs. Like, yeah. you hear all the songs, you're like, oh, I know this one. I know this one. I know this one. I just didn't go actively seeking, you know, Pitbull music.
Totally.
But I felt like I was like, if I didn't know Heather McMahon, like, I yeah. was like that.
You had glasses?
Yeah. It looked dead on.
Dead on.
It was wild.
Oh, God.
Wait, the funniest thing is we had, there was a really sweet girl that worked for the production crew of the boat, like, you know, and she was the hosting the event.
And if you guys know, Pitbull always says dale, which means like, all right, like, let's go.
It's dale, 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 dale,
dale, dale. So the event was called Dale on Deck and it's spelled D-A-L-E. And so, you know, in classic, you know, white girl style, a lot of the women are Southerners. They all kept saying, we're going to go to Dale on Deck.
Yeah.
It's time for Dale on Deck. So the host of the event, we're closing out the event. She's like, and thank you everybody for coming to Dale on Deck. And we all were like, oh my God, we were cringing. We're
the
like,
only reason
it's Dale.
Heather's only been saying Dale every 5 seconds for the last hour.
Yeah.
She's like, Dale, Dale. And then she Dale, goes, Dale. Dale. And you're like, what?
It was a record scratch.
It was
like,
funny. Skr, skr.
Everybody's like, of course, she said Dale on Deck. So don't forget, it's Dale.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We also have to talk about, so we had to go in character to Limbo as well. And we,
that was fun.
We did Parker Posey and Jennifer Coolidge from their respective White Lotus seasons.
Of course.
And
we did a video, which we need to edit.
We have a great video coming out. I thought the two of them are great together. You know what I mean?
Because they're like, so perfect. They're so detached.
Yeah.
And like, ah.
And shout out to the Moo Moo girls. So Show Me Your Moo Moo was the brand on board.
Heather's worked with them for years.
They were amazing. They're the sweetest girls, sweetest team.
Yeah.
They outfitted us and we got to do our characters in these fucking awesome Moo Moos that like totally fit the character too. Like
perfectly.
I can't wait to put this video out just for the fashion of it all. Like you've seen the photos if you follow us. We've put out a couple photos of it, but like
totally.
They looked so good, you know, and they were just like on. Sorry.
It was so good.
Like my mom's probably texting me. I feel it.
But we dressed up and we got some goodies from Show Me Your Moo Moo. The clothes are great. You guys should check them out. It's everything. It's like resort wear / they had this whole Italian line that they did last summer.
Everyone loves great Show Me Your Moo Moo. I didn't realize how big the brand was. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know like it's on Revolve. It's on Nordstrom. Like you can get it at like multiple stores. It's fucking awesome. And the team, I just love supporting a business that I'm like, oh my God, they're really nice people.
Yes, exactly.
They're not corporate enough where it's like, you're not going to like know who is running the company.
Yes. Right. I like that it's still kind of intimate. They still keep it that way.
So good.
It's so good. But the cruise was incredible. 10 out of 10 experience. You guys rocked it. 2027, they're coming back. If you can
believe
that.
They already have tickets.
They already are selling tickets.
That's insane.
They were doing a raffle on the boat. You could win a whole other full trip in 2027. So hopefully, may the best person win because it'll be amazing. And I think they're just going to make it bigger and bigger.
I hope so.
Hopefully we get invited back, you know?
I hope we get invited back. I don't see why we wouldn't. We fucking crushed.
We crushed.
I don't see why we won it.
How could we not?
We're having some fun. We crushed. There was one performer on the boat, I think, who honestly stole the show. And that was the washy-washy lady. there was a woman. If you go to my Instagram, I posted about it.
Yeah.
There was a woman on the boat. And her job, she probably had multiple jobs. But one of her jobs was to stand at the front of the buffet and to squirt hand sanitizer from a squirt bottle. That's how they do it now. So you're cleaned up before you get your food.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it a whole act.
This woman is one of those workers where you never want them to leave.
She's like so
dedication
and the joy. Yeah. And so she, every time you walk into the room, she go, washy, washy. And you hold your hands out and you're like, washy, washy. It's almost like, do you want to wash your hands? Yes, I do. But we only say washy, washy. That's the only thing that you communicate. And then on the last day, I was like, we should film this. This is so like, this is something I want to remember, you know? And she gave us the full fucking song.
There was a full, I don't know why she didn't perform this every single day.
She went washy washy or washy washy, smiley smiley, happy happy all the time. Washy washy, la 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 la.
We go, this is the extended cut.
Yeah.
We didn't even know there was one.
People are jealous. Like I posted, people are like, wait, I posted on stories and they're like, hold on. There's more to Washy Washy. I'm like, oh, you don't know. The album drops in 2026.
In 2027, they need to bring her back and she needs to perform it on stage.
Yeah.
We need to have like a full Washy Washy experience.
I also didn't realize like how everyone was experiencing Washy Washy.
Yeah.
Shout out Joe Dombrowski. He was one of the comics on the show. On the ship. So funny. And I saw a clip of him on stories of him being like, if you guys are at any of my shows on tour and you were on this boat, please just say washy washy to me so I know who you are.
It's like a full inside joke on the boat.
Now everyone
washy washy. Yeah, now smiley, everybody smiley, is back. While we were away, we did pop culture. Well, we'll get into pop culture, but I just think it's funny that we were overseas and we came back, and in that span of time the Blue Origin had already gone up, come back, done a full press tour.
The women went to space. While I went to the buffet to washy washy.
I mean, in the time that we washy washied, they went up to the atmosphere. You guys, they didn't even go to outer space. But it's insane. And
yeah,
they've been back, but I've just been loving everybody commenting on this. Like celebrities are not happy about it.
You know, read the room, I think.
Yeah. Right?
There's a lot of other shit going on in the world than going up to space for 2 minutes and spending millions and millions of dollars. I did love, a lot of people sent me, and, you know, maybe I'll do something with it. A lot of people sent me the interview that Chris and Chloe did. Did you see this?
Yeah. Talk about
20-minute interview.
Just out of pocket.
just read the room. They are so detached from reality. It's wild.
They were so excited to be there. And Chris is all like, it's really great for my grandchildren to see this. You know, if Northy wants to become an astronaut, now she can.
And Chloe was just talking about life and just, this is amazing for humanity.
Yeah. The female astronauts, like,
yeah, they're not astronauts, you guys. They didn't even have full astronaut gear on because they didn't go to outer space.
No, God forbid you cover that blowout.
The hair of it all.
They had
the glam.
Like, do you have to get special space extensions to, like, keep it intact?
Right. That's why everybody was talking that it was a hoax, because none of the hair went up from gravity, from, like, loss of gravity.
No, it looked good. The hair looked good.
The hair stayed down, which means they didn't even go to outer space.
I would believe it, too.
I got to get on that hoax TikTok, you know, where I can see people really convincing me. You know, that's where I get convinced of all of it. Well, they said one of the telltale signs, the door when you open up a spaceship is supposed to open above to, like, unlock the pressure. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos walks on and opens the door inward, which is the opposite of what it's supposed to be. So they were thinking, OK, this isn't even a real spaceship. It's not even made for real outer space. Non-gravity atmosphere. So
their view looked like the universal intro to movies. You know,
yeah.
Like, it really did.
With AI these days, I believe everything I see.
Do you?
The AI is so good now that
I know
that could have fully been AI, and I would have said, "Yeah, well, they went to space,
right?"
Yeah.
But now you're like, "Was it AI? Like, did they really go to space? I don't know. Could have been AI.
That's true."
Also, shout out to Lauren Sanchez, who got a great gift from Kris Jenner. She got a
shout out, Lauren Sanchez, this woman.
Well, I saw her and someone was interviewing her and it was like, they were like, you do so much. It's so wild. Like, your resume is crazy. And now you can add a new line. And she was like, astronaut.
You're right. I can.
She can add a new line to the resume. Like, just in case this, you know, company needs a space person, like,
call me up.
I'm your girl.
And if you're not calling Lauren, you better call Katie, because Katie, obviously, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Intergalactic superstar.
Did you see the best is she went into space and she said, what do you want me to sing? Because she wanted to take a request.
Yeah.
So she didn't take up. It wasn't about her.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
It's so thoughtful.
That is nice.
Considerate.
I just think it's so funny that Kris Jenner got Lauren Sanchez a UFO-shaped Judith Lieber $7,000 bag. And that made headlines, that bag. That bag has made multiple headlines.
I mean, it's the only right thing, you know? You're like, you took 11 minutes out of your life to go to the atmosphere layer of our planet. I'm going to give you a bag.
I wonder how the Judith Lieber team feels, where they're just like, wait, that space bag we made that one time? Like, yeah. That's a lot of press.
That's the gift. People are all over that one. I like the Judith Lieber fry bag. It's the fries. There's a hamburger. They have fries. Cute. It's all bedazzled, you know.
You love.
I love it.
Great.
Did you see that there's a new couple alert? Billy Ray Cyrus is dating Elizabeth Hurley.
I did see this.
Bro.
Two randos that I would never be like, they'll probably date someday.
Absolutely not. Elizabeth Hurley? Are you... What, the bombshell from the 90s?
She's still a bombshell.
She's still an absolute, but she came out. She was like the bombshell.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers.
Like, put her on another map.
And Billy Ray?
Random.
Just, what?
The photo's hot. It didn't look like either of them in the photo of them making out.
Well, first of all, I thought it was two women celebrating Easter, because Billy Ray with his long hair, he's got bunny ears on. And then they've got, I said, who, oh my God, my two best friends are celebrating Easter on their farm. And I go, Billy Ray and Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah.
So it's swirling rumors, but apparently Elizabeth's son, he commented smiley face. So everybody thinks it's a legit couple.
That
hanging out
it for me.
That
emoji confirms it for me from her son.
Obviously.
I think that works.
I think it cements the relationship.
Do you know other relationship gossip that happened yesterday or 2 days ago? Okay. You know, I'm a huge Dancing with the Stars head. So
I saw word of this.
I saw the clips. I saw a lot of the clips.
Stop.
But Emma Slater, who used to be married to Sasha Farber, I think that's his name, Sasha, on Dancing with the Stars. They're divorced. Emma was doing a dance with Alan Burstyn, and Alan and her, there have been rumors, they're dating, blah, blah, blah. They're on each other's Instagram stories a lot. Mm-hmm. And then the final dance they did on the final show, because the tour just wrapped this weekend.
Yeah.
They kissed on stage.
Emma is one of my favorites.
Turns her in, and then they go up close to each other, and they just like go for it and kiss. And everyone's like, woo!
Is it a passionate kiss?
It's like a quickie, but it's, you know, enough to be like, oh, they've done this before.
To confirm the rumors.
It didn't feel like a first timer. You know what I mean? It felt like a real kiss.
Because sometimes when you're on, you're dancing with a partner, you just give a little peck to add the passion. Yeah. So much tension that happens.
I liked it. And then I looked it up. She's 36. He's 30. I'm like, go, girl.
Damn. But Emma is stunning.
She
so pretty.
Is
so pretty. And I love, she's so personable.
All the women on that show are stunning.
I mean,
like, to be a professional dancer, you have to be like also a supermodel. You know,
you
what
do.
Like,
it comes with the job.
But they're a cute couple. I
support it. I love it.
I love it.
My gosh. Well, we survived the cruise. I didn't know if we would.
You feel good?
Would you do it again if they were like next month?
Next month. Wow.
I think I would. I would have to bring producer Pat and producer Mike. We would need a full team this time because I think it was so fun. And I love seeing everybody getting like this fun content. And I'm the type of person. No, I would do it.
Yeah, I would do it. And I'd bring someone to take content for us. Because that was a lot.
It alleviates kind of that pressure to always be like, have your phone out. You just want to be in the moment enjoying it.
Yeah.
So you kind of need a team to just be like, press record and then just go off.
A lot of people had
to see
people recording. Wait, we have to do highs and lows of the trip.
Okay.
We have to do a high and low before we end this episode. Yeah. And also, it's funny because Dre and I have never like traveled. I mean, we went with Heather McDonald.
Yeah.
But like, we've never like been on a trip.
Yeah. Like, together.
Spending like,
it was a long trip. Yeah.
I mean, it was very funny. I'm also a grandma who like, I'm like, Dre can party way harder than me. I knew that going in, but I was like, I hope she doesn't mind that I'm like not a partier.
You were partying.
I partied a little.
Also, the other thing is you were also opening for people. The only performance I really had to do was Big Wigs Live. So I was able to let loose a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think if I was performing a lot more, I would have tightened the reins. Like, I wouldn't have stayed out or anything, you know? Like, I can't handle all that.
There were only like two nights where I was like, I texted her, you okay? Because I like, there came a point where I don't know where you went. And I was like, I'm going to bed.
There was the one crazy night that I remember I had to leave because it was getting to like 3 a.m. and I had fallen like three times. And I said, I got to go. This is the end for me. I was wearing these tall heels and Adam Ray's team let me know the next day. I think you fell like maybe like six times. I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
How did you fall? Where did you fall?
You know, the stairwell. It was just so much stairs and with the heels on and, you know, it was too much.
I leave her for 2 seconds. She's toppling down a staircase. Oh God.
But I wasn't hurt or anything. It was just a little
couple bumps and
tumble. Yeah, just a little tumble. But it was totally fine.
That's right.
But yeah, no, but I thought you did fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, because I could just go to bed. Like, I could just, like, lay there and, like, I was like, can Netflix work on this computer? And they were like.
And I just wanted to stream something and hit the hay. I was just thinking, well, we're only on this boat for a little bit longer. Like, let's enjoy it.
Yeah. No, but I had fun. I had a blast.
It was really fun.
And, like, you know, I partied as much as I would party anywhere.
Totally.
It was fun to hang out with everyone. Like,
really
the last night was super fun.
Oh my God. That's my high, is just hanging out with all those people that I've looked up to. I've been such a Heather fan for so long. So spending time with her was amazing. Spending quality time with you, putting Big Wigs and, you know, meeting more of our people was fun. Just the whole experience. I really don't have a low, I don't think. Seeing the ham salad they served at the buffet was offensive. It looked like chicken salad, but with pieces of ham. Okay.
That was pretty raunchy.
It was raunch.
I'm trying to think. My high would probably be that dinner. It was just, I laughed so hard at that dinner.
I did laugh a lot, yeah.
Did I eat?
Couldn't tell you.
But I laughed and laughed and laughed. Everyone was just so funny. And like seeing the servers like not understand a dirty martini, like all of it was so funny. We laughed so hard. I'd say that was the high, the last dinner. Even though it wasn't the last dinner, I'm calling it that. I'd say the low for me was leaving the boat. The wake up to leave the boat is actually torture.
Packing was torture.
Like, not even packing. Just a man banged on my door at 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to leave the boat till like 9.
Yeah.
I'm taking my time until 9. I packed the night before. He's banging on my door. I go to the door. I was like, oh, what? And he goes, please, ma'am, if you have any extra spare money for me. And I'm like, this man is fucking begging for a tip at 7:30 in the morning. This is how you lose a tip. You know, I was like, and I go, sir, I have to put pants on. And I close the fucking door. It was torture. And they blast the alarms like as if the ship
every 5
crashed.
Minutes.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. That's the worst part is the last day, the wake up.
Definitely. I have to resend my, even worse than the ham salad is that wake up. Yeah.
Well, as long as the ham salad doesn't kill you, I guess.
I was hanging on by a thread when we were leaving the boat.
Yeah.
Dragging our bags. Worse for wear. My anxiety started to kick in, and you were taking the boat. Or sorry, you were taking the shuttle to the airport. And I was just like, I don't have a flight till 5.
Yeah.
So I was in this moment of make a decision. You got to go somewhere else. You can't go to the airport right now. So I just got an Uber. Thankfully, my brother worked very close by. So I just hitched a ride to my brother and that's I gave. Nice. Yeah. It was nice to see somebody that I was like comfortable. I don't think I could have gone to Miami alone and just like hung out.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys one thing that happened to me that maybe I shouldn't talk about it. I have so many regrets.
What?
I'm a Gemini, so I can't make decisions easily. You know what I mean? Like,
if you
say two meats, I buy four. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't make decisions. I like it all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the airport waiting for my flight and they go, if anyone has a flexible schedule, we need people to go on the later flight.
Yeah.
And they started at $500 to go on the later flight. And I thought about it. I thought, when's the next flight? 3:55? Like, I could maybe hold out a couple hours. And my flight was at like 1 something. And then they go up to $800. And then I'm like, all right, now we're talking. And then I go up to talk at the desk and I go, should I wait this out? Are you going to go up to like 1,000? Because like, I know the prices go up when you do that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? At this point, I thought I'm on the phone with Jared. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I should do it. He's like, well, it'd be easier for me because I'm going to like, if I'm going to pick you up, like I'm working till later.
Yeah.
And finally I grab my bag. I go up, I go, all right, I'll do it. And she goes, I already got 3 volunteers.
Oh!
She goes, if you want $800, you can wait for the 7:55 flight.
That would have been torturous.
And I thought, and we're boarding at this point. And
yeah.
I thought, I don't know if I have it in me to wait till 7:55. Jared's like, I'm texting him. I'm like,
that could be a flight to Europe though, for the summer.
Do I do it? Yeah, like half a Europe flight. And I was like, and then I was just like, just board the fucking plane. Because I said to her, what are the seats like? You know what I mean? And she goes, couldn't tell you. Like, you'll just get whatever's left. And there were so many kids because it's spring break that I was like, Anna, you're going to wait it out. These $800 are not, you're going to spend $800 if you go into Miami right now and go shopping.
Right.
And then you're going to come back to the airport. There's going to be 4,000 kids. You're going to sit in the middle seat between two little kids.
I was like, torturous.
Just get on the fucking flight. Yeah. But the amount of regret I had that entire day and flight, even now my stomach hurts thinking about it, that I could have been $800 richer. I sat on the plane.
But in flight credit, it's not as though they give you a check.
No, they would give you money.
Stop it.
It was a Visa gift card.
Stop it.
It's not even Delta credit.
Oh, wow.
And I go,
I didn't know that.
I'm sitting there going, and manifesting. I'm like, you're going to make $800 today some other way.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that free money that you could have had. If I only said, let me just do it, I would have gotten it. But I waited 10 minutes to think about it because I'm a fucking loser. And then I go up and she's like, I already got the 3 volunteers
for the
3:55. Yeah.
Oh, it was for 3:55.
Yeah.
Damn.
I could have waited that out. 2 hours, $800. That's a good paycheck.
Easy.
Anyway.
It's all right. You will make $800 another way. You'll make $1,000 another way.
I will.
Get booked for a job.
I will. You know, I had to come home and do 2 auditions yesterday and I was like, you're going to book one of these.
And it will both make sense.
You know, as a voiceover, I was like, you're going to book this.
Yeah.
That's going to be your $800, more than $800. But I was like, you know, when you just like, you really have that. I had the remorse the whole time. I was like, oh no, what did I do?
I've been there,
but I'm lucky I had very smooth travel and I've seen a lot of people have shit ass travel lately, like delays and stuff. Like we just fucking went. So,
and for that, you have to be thankful.
I am thankful. And then Jared picked me up. I'm very thankful, but you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We loved the trip. Thank you guys for listening to our recap. The episode out with Becky will be, we're waiting for the audio, so it'll be out at some point.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be out this week, you know? I'm ready for it.
We're ready for it, but it'll be a bonus episode because we didn't have any episodes last week. As you know, we were away on the seas.
Mid-seas.
Yeah. Tough Wi-Fi. The boat had okay Wi-Fi.
They were like, if you bring your team, you can probably just like upload it.
That's cute. We'll send it over to our guy. Thanks.
Yeah, send it over.
Shout out Heather. Shout out Heather's team. Everybody, we love you so much. We're planning to be back in 2027, so make sure to get your tickets.
Can't wait. I'm
Heather ready. At C.com.
I'm ready.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Love you. Still feeling that rocking, and we'll see you next
week. See you next week.